Yes, bright and early start here again today, and the American who was leading overnight, Daniel Im, well, he's just birdied his first hole, and he's now gone to 9 under par. And the guy who I think could end up winning the tournament this week, the 22-year-old talented Spaniard John Rahm, he's also made a birdie in his first hole to go to 8 under. But Paul Dunn, the young Irishman from Greystones, you know, he seems to have a very, very bright future ahead of him on the European Tour. He's already amassed almost $500,000 this year. He's birdied his first hole and he's gone to 6 under. But, you know, there's obviously a lot of eyes on Rory McIlroy, the tournament host. Ollie, he is level par after his round yesterday in 106th place of present. So he needs to go low today to be around for the weekend. And if he doesn't, it would be a big blow for the tournament that he hosts.
And I suppose all the local supporters will be out in force today to watch Rory McIlroy, and all hoping that he can put in a big performance and move up this leaderboard, Dennis.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. The organisers will definitely be keeping their fingers crossed that that happens, because, you know, he's the biggest draw on the field by a mile, that's for sure. And, you know, he needs to go some, because he's probably going to have to shoot 67 or 68. And given the way that, you know, he's 33 putts in his round yesterday and only, you know, hit a small number of fairways. So, you know, he's a player whose game is slightly off at the moment, and unless he can get it back together again today, it looks like he might be missing the weekend. But there's still plenty of Irish hope there. I mentioned Paul Dunn. Well, you've also got, you know, Gavin Moynihan, young lad from the Island Club in Donabate in Dublin. He's 5 under par after a fine round of 67. And then you have two of the bigger Irish names, Shane Lowry and Padraig Harrington, looking there on 4 under. So a big round from either of those today would certainly get them back in the mix. But I think Johnny Rahm from Spain is the man they all have to beat at this stage. A few other big names up on the leaderboard, the likes of Matt Fitzpatrick and Justin Rose, you know, some big Ryder Cup players. So, you've got a lot of big names at the top of the leaderboard. But at the moment, it's an unheralded one, Daniel Im from America, who's leading the way on 9 under par.
Yeah, I think we're forgetting one man in there as well, Dennis. He's another of the local boys. Graham McDowell could be one to watch today.
Yeah, absolutely. He had Graham had a 5 under par round of 67. It was funny, we were out in Royal Portrush the night before, and he was out there practicing till late. So he obviously trying to reacquaint himself with the links terrain that he grew up with and has known so well down through the years. And he obviously won the US Open at Pebble Beach. So, you know, he's got a great links pedigree, Graham McDowell. And he's out again today at 20 past one. He tees off in company with Justin Rose again. So in fairness to GMAC, he's certainly given himself a shot. His form hasn't been great. It's been pretty mixed this year. But he's right there in the mix. And if Rory happens to depart the scene at the weekend, well, then GMAC will become the big local story. Yeah.